This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Who's controlling the zoo?
I am.
So today you don't want me to show myself? I like that one actually.
We wanted to add more security to the zoom.
So you click.
It looks like I
deleted everyone.
Can you find out, Chef? Okay. As long as you're co-host.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد اليوم مات I think this one doesn't work this one is okay but that one I think is اليوم 17 من شهر ربيع الأول 1446 الموافق ل 21 من شهر سبتمبر 2024 نواصل درسنا في هذا الكتاب المبارك بلوغ المرام أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يبارك فينا وفيما نتعلمه وأن يغفر لنا زلات ويغفر للمؤلف ويرفع درجته في العليين You have good network, good data. I think this one is going and coming and going.
But I think we connected once, so it should automatically.
Okay, I think it's clear. So inshallah, today we continue from where we stopped last dars, which is the saying of the mu'allif, which hadith is that? Arba'un? La tuzi'u fi al-dhahaya. So if you remember, we are still dealing with Kitab al-Udhiyah, Bab al-Adahi, and the next hadith, after the last one is the hadith of Al-Bara' ibn Azib. قال قام فينا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال أربع. No problem. From here is okay. Okay, I'll fix it for you. So many issues, huh? Either this or that. Okay. What now? Still?
Yeah, I think that's just okay. Accepted.
Alhamdulillah. سيقول البراء بن عازب قام فينا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال أربع لا تجوز في الضحايا الأوراء البين أعوروها والمريضة البين مرضها والأرجاء البين ضلعها أو ضلعها والكثيرة أو الكثيرة التي لا تنقي. البراء بن عازب said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are four animals that are not permissible for a person to use them in udhiyah. It's not halal for you to use them when you are doing the udhiyah. So the first one, he says, al-awra, al-bayyin awaruha, the animal that has problem with its eye. الأوراء الأور هو عيب في العين الواحدة أو العينين. Either one of the eyes or both. That's why the Dajjal is called أعور العين اليمنى according to some narration. So usually they use it when there is a deficiency in one of the eyes. Or both. So الأوراء البين عورها, the one that is awra and the awar is very clear. And when you look at it, you know that yeah, this eye is damaged. Al-awra al-bayyin awaruha. Not just any deficiency, but the awar has to be very clear. Understood? Wal-mariida al-bayyin maradhuha. And the mariida البين مرضها, the sick one, that the what you call the sickness, the illness is very clear. I mean, when you see it, you know that this one is really مريضة. ولا أرجاء البين عرجها أو ضرعها, and the أرجاء is the one that has problem with the leg. You get it? The leg is not broken, but it has problem with the leg in the way it cannot walk properly. It cannot walk properly. So even if you are to take it out for the ra'i, for grazing, it is going to have problem in following the rest of the animals. قال والكثير أو الكثيرة البين التي لا تنقي, التي لا تنقي أي التي لا نقي لها, والنقي هو المخ, the one that doesn't have المخ, you know, the what you call bone marrow, the liquid that is inside the bone, in the middle of the bone. That kind of oil thing, oily white thing inside.
Animal can live without that.
Yeah, but this is not in the brain. This is just a leg.
Oh,
can even remove the leg. Yeah, you can even remove the leg and can survive. So أي التي لا مخ لها. This is the meaning of التي لا تنقي. So there are many other types of animals. You know, the main purpose of this is to tell the believers that the udhiyah should be salima from deficiencies, and deficiency that is very clear, not any deficiency, but the one that is very clear. قال والحديث دليل على أن هذه الأربعة العيوب مانعة من صحة التضحية وسكت عن غيرها من العيوب فذهب على الظاهر إلى أنه لا عيب غير هذه الأربعة وذهب الجمهور إلى أنه يقاس عليها غيرها بما كان أشد منها أو مساويا لها كلمية ومقطوعة الساق. So from the hadith it is clear that these type of animals, the four mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are not sufficient. When a person wants to do the udhiyah, he has to look for other than these. الظاهريه كعادتهم ان انهم لا يقبلون القياس. They don't agree with qiyas. They said these are the only ones. Any other animals with any deficiency is okay. As long as it is not one of these, any deficiency is fine. And majority of the scholars said no. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam cannot sit down and just keep talking about every animal, but he'll give you samples. You move forward and make some analogy to include other ones that are worse or at the same level with them. You get it? The one that is completely blind, even we see that the eyes is there, but it has deficiency. But if this one is completely blind, if the first one is not sufficient, this one should be insufficient as well also, because it's worse than the first one. وَمَقْطُوعَةِ السَّاقِ, and the one that actually the leg is gone, cut the shin. وَقَوْلُهُ أَلْبَيُّنَ عَوَرُهَا أَنَّهُ قَالَ فِي الْبَحْرِ أَنَّهُ يُؤْفَعَ أَمَّا كَانَ ذَاهِبُ الثُّلُثِ فَمَا دُونَ وَكَذَا فِي الْعَرْجِ. So this one is just an explanation by some of the scholars. They said since the Prophet ﷺ said al-bayyin, so if that deficiency, whatever is gone from the animal, is a third of it or less, then it's okay, it will be forgiven. But if it is half of it is gone, two thirds of it is gone, whatever part of the body that is affected, then that animal, this is the meaning of al-bayyin, it's very clear. But if it is a little, then it's okay. وقال الشافعي العرجاء إذا تأخرت عن الغنم لأجل العرج فهو بين. Imam Shafi says the عرجاء, the one that has problem with the leg, how do we know that this is very clear? He said when it cannot follow the rest of the animal, is late, always behind. That means it's very clear. That's why the Prophet ﷺ said, "Al-bayyinu dhal'uha aw dhal'uha." It means i'wajajuha. I'wajaj means the leg is bent and it's too very clear that it's really, really bent, so it cannot be stable when it walks. Clear, inshallah. Okay. So this is the best opinion, inshallah. We do qiyas. We include other animals with other problems, similar or worse. وعن جابر قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تذبحوا إلا مسنة إلا أن تعسروا علي أن تعسر عليكم إلا إن تعسر عليكم فاذبحوا جذعة من الضأن جذعة من الضأن. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in this hadith, which is graded by some of the scholars with weaknesses, but I don't know why it was graded as weak by Sheikh Nasiruddin Al-Albani, although it is reported in Muslim rahimahullah. Because there are some few hadith which some scholars have some issues with them, mentioned by Imam Muslim. قال هنا في الشرح قال قلت وفيه عن عنة أبي الزبير وبها ضعفه المحدث الألباني في بحثه له حول هذا الحديث في الضعيف فرجع إليه. Ibn Zubayr, عن you know, if you go back to the sanad of the hadith, عن So if the hadith is going to be rejected because of an anadas, means that person is amongst the mudallisin. Because the mudallis, you know mudallis, right? Mm-hmm. The person who observed tadlis. If he narrate hadith through the ana, then the hadith will be rejected. We cannot trust him in that. But if he says qala, since he's originally a trustworthy person, then we take it. So we trust him in all other dimensions except this. Yeah, he has to do the tasrih bit tahdith. Haddathana, qala li, qala lana, akhbarana, anba'ana. So most likely, according to the sharh, this is al-mu'alliq. This is the reason why Sheikh Nasir agreed the hadith as a weak narration. So as he said, a person who wants to see the details, you go back to his book, Silsilatul Hadith of Da'ifa. Very interesting book where he compiled whatever he can come across of a hadith that are weak and mawdu'a, fabricated a hadith. Rahimahullah. They did a lot for the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this regard. He has these two books, and he, subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted from him. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in this hadith, لا تذبحوا إلا مسنة. You're not allowed to slaughter except musinna. Except musinna. والمسنة هي الثنية من كل شيء من الإبل والبقر والغنم فما فوقها. What is مسنة؟ قال هو الثني من كل شيء من بهيمة الأنعام. So الثني in cows is the one that completed 2 years and started the third year. Completed 2 years and now started the third one. This is a thani. So whenever you see a hadith saying a thani or musinna, min al baqar is referring to the cow that completed 2 years. Assalamu alaikum. So that's a thani from the baqar, from the cows, the one that completed 2 years and started the third one. From the camels is the one that completed 5 years and started the year number six. And from the dhan, which the hadith is referring to, is the one that completed 1 year alal mashhur. According to the best opinion of the scholars, completed 1 year. Some said 6 months. Some said 8, 7, 10 months, differences, but the mashhur is the one that completed 1 year. From the ma'is is a goat. This one is a sheep, the dhan. It has to complete 1 year. It has to complete 1 year. So the hadith is weak. That's why the best opinion is to stick to this general principle that لا تجزئ في الأضحية إلا ثني. You get it? We don't go to the lower one if we couldn't find, because some scholars believe that it was just given by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a rukhsa to one of his companions who complained to him about losing the time or missing the time of the udhiyah. Again, he slaughtered the thing qabla salah. The Prophet told him shatuka shatu laham. But then he told him, Ya Rasulullah, but I have another one. It did not reach the age, the required age, but it's actually better than the one that reached that age. The Prophet said, Tujzi'uka wala tujzi'u ahadun ghayruk. Ahadun ghayruk. He says, Tujzi'uk wala tujzi'u ahadun ghayruk. He says, it's okay for you, but not, nobody else can, it should follow you in this regard. Meaning the rest, we just have to do what? We just have to slaughter the required age. You know, that one the Prophet ﷺ legalized it for him because he did not know. So the Prophet ﷺ overlooked that and asked him to slaughter after the salah. But then he says, I don't have the required age. And the Prophet ﷺ gave him permission to slaughter the one that he has. والحديث الدليل على أنه لا تجزئ الجذع من الضأن في حال من الأحوال إلا عند التعسر المسنة. So you can go, you cannot go to the lower age, 6 months. لا قول in the ضأن in the sheep إلا عند تعسر المسنة. Unless if you cannot find مسنة, the one that completed 1 year. وقد نقد القاضي إياد الإجماع على ذلك ولكنه غير صحيح لما يأتي. قاضي إياد mentioned that there is a consensus of the scholars on this matter. But Al-Amir Sanani says this is not true. There is no consensus because we are going to see the differences of opinion. That's why إجماع, it's easy to say that it's إجماع, but to prove it, it's not easy, very difficult. Yeah, very difficult. Proving إجماع, very difficult. That's why some scholars believe that it doesn't even exist. Except in the past. In the past, because also we already know their opinions. I mean, a few situations like the Khilafat Abi Bakr radiallahu anhu, bil ijma. Khilafat Umar bil ijma. Yeah. There was some issue with Ali ibn Abi Talib, but later on that was fixed. So bil ijma. Everyone chose him. As salawat al الظهر واجب أو فرض بالإجماع. الحج ركن من أركان الدين بالإجماع. الصوم بالإجماع. But other than that, ربا بالإجماع حرام. لكن التفاصيل ما هو الربا, you have differences of opinion when it comes to the details. Okay. يقول وحكي عن ابن عمر والزهري أنه لا يجزئ ولو مع التعسر. Because there is also a riwayah attributed to Abdullah ibn Umar that this type of sheep is not okay, is not sufficient, even if you cannot find. Yeah, because either you find it or you don't find. If you don't find, it's not wajib upon you. وذهب كثيرون إلى إجزاء الجذع من الضأن مطلقا وحمل الحديث على الاستحباب بقرينة حديث أم بلال أنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ضحوا بالجذع من الضأن أخرجه أحمد وابن جرير والبيهقي وأشار الترمذي إلى حديث نعمة الأضحية الجذع من الضأن. So all of these narrations, they are all weak narrations. Yeah, there are some scholars who said it's okay to have the low requirement الجذع من الضأن, and they have these narrations to support their opinion, but none of them is authentic. ضحوا بالجذع ذهب نعمة الأضحية الجذع من الضأن. This one also is weak. وروى ابن وهب أن عقبة ابن عامر بلفظ ضحينا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالجذع من الضأن. So this is the only one that could be attributed to the صحة. The last hadith with the one that says we slaughter this type of sheep with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is the one that could be elevated in, I mean, by some scholars to the daraja as al-husn. And that's why Al-Amir al-Sanani says ويحتمل أن ذلك كله عند تعصر المسنة. He says there is a great expectation that happens because they couldn't find the musinna. على فرض صحة تلك الرواية التي تقول لا تذبح إلا مسنة. If we have the assumption that narration is is authentic, the one that says don't do except with the musinna, right? Or musinna athaniyu min bahimat al-anam. Wa ana Ali radiyallahu anhu qala amarna rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an nastashrif al-ayn wal-udhun wa la nudhhi bi-awra wa la muqabalah aw mudabarah wa la kharqa wa la tharma. This hadith is hasan, alhamdulillah. In this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded them. Ali ibn Abi Talib said, "Amarna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an nastashrif al-ayna wal-udhun." Al-istishraf means checking, to check, this is the meaning within this context. To bring something up, to check it, to observe something. Nakshif alayhima, meaning go and check the eyes, wal-udhun, and the ears. So when they are going to do the oath here, they have to check the eyes and the ears. وقال لهم لا تذبحوا لا تضحوا بأوراق. Awraq is the one that has a problem with the eye. We talk about that, right? ولا مقابلة ولا مدابرة. Muqabala or mudabara, these are all animals that have problem in the ears. This is some part of the ear. Taraf al-udhun was cut. You get it? Part of the ear was cut and it is hanging. You can see the flesh comes and hangs from both of them, muqabala and mudabara. Wala kharqa, and also not to use kharqa. Which one is kharqa? Mafqubat al-udhun, udhunayn. The one that has holes in the ears. And he says, وَلَا ثَرْمَا. And this one, فَهِيَ مِنَ الثَّرْمِ قَالَ وَهُوَ سُقُوطُ الثَّنِيَّةِ مِنَ الْأَسْنَانِ. We know ثَنِيَّة, right? مِنَ الْأَسْنَانِ. Athaniya, these are the front teeth, the two one down on top. The one that comes after them, they call them Ruba'iyya. The one that next to them, these are the Anya, the Nab. Nawajid, these are the one behind, the molars. Athaniya, these are the front one, the first one that comes from the baby. Ruba'iyya, these are the one that comes after the thani. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam kasaru ruba'iyyatahu. Ruba'iyya means the teeth that comes after the athanaya.
Broke?
They broke. Oh. That's the one during the Uhud. They trapped him and he fell in the waliyazubillah, subhanAllah. Rubbama inam. Rubbama kana. Summiya bisawbi hada. Allahu alam. So they said is the one that lost the athanaya. Waqila athaniya wa ruba'iyya. The one that lost both the athanaya and the ruba'iyya. Waqila an tanqati' as-sinnu min asliha mutlaqa. Some scholars said no, it's the one that lost the teeth from the root of the teeth. Any teeth. So it lost it tooth, any one of them, from the root. So the point is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling you that amongst the animals that you shouldn't look for is the one that lost the teeth. قَالَ فِيهِ دَلِيلُ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهَا تُجْزِئُ الْأُذْحِيَةُ بِمَا ذُكِرَ وَهُوَ لَا تُجْزِئُ عندي يقول تُجْزِئُ بِمَا ذُكِرَ وَهُوَ مَذْهَبُ الْهَذَوِيَّةُ وقال الإمام يحيى تجزئ وتكره وقواه المهدي وظاهر الحديث مع الأول. لعله يقصد لا تجزئ لأن الحديث سيس لا تذبح ولا تذبح كيف يقول تجزئ. أنا هو لما يقول أنا الهدوية لكن إذا كان يرجع للحديث الحديث ليس لا تف أن نستشرف العين ولا نضحي بأوراق ولا فإذا كان يحكي مذهبهم هذا إن كلامه صحيح لكن ليس له متعلق في سيفه دليل أين الدليل. You get what I'm trying to say. يعني كعادته بعد سرد الحديث يقول فيه في الحديث دليل على كذا. فستجد you find this one is very clear in the hadith. But right after the hadith and then فيه دليل على أنها تجزئ والحديث يقول لا تجزئ لعل اللام سقطت. أو كما ذكرت هو يحكي مذهبه. قال ورد النهي عن التضحية ب المصفرة. المصفرة قال بضم الميم وإسكان الصاد المهملة ففاء مفتوحة فراء أخرجه أبو داود والبيهقي وهي المهزولة كما في النهاية. That is also another narration from Abu Dawood and Al-Hakim that says you shouldn't do with المصفرة وهي المهزورة بالصاد مصفرة. Yeah, it's just, you know, when we read it without it, ضبط it will be مصفرة. لكن هو ضبطها هنا قال بضم الميم وإسكان الصاد مص نعم إيش بي مصفرة. قال ففاء مفتوحة مصفاء فراء مفتوحة أيضا مصفرة. يعني جزاهم الله خيرا يعني أنا يعجبني من يعتني دائما بضبط الكلمات من المحدثين حتى يريحك من الاجتهاد. Because sometimes you read it, you know, and sometimes some of our scholars although they are very deep in Nahw, very deep, يعني Ibn Uthaymeen subhanAllah عجوبة في النحو والصرف. But sometimes some of the kalimat when it comes and he and the students, okay, how to pronounce this? And في النهاية say والظاهر أنه كذا. You know. So قال المهزولة. المهزولة means very skinny, slim, the one that because of lack of food doesn't eat that much, so it becomes so skinny. You know that yes, this one has deficiency. وقيل المستأصلة مستأصلة الأذن, the one that doesn't have ears completely, the ears are gone. وأخرج أبو داود من حديث عقبة بن عامر السلمي أنه قال إنما نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن المصفرة والمستعصلة والبخقاء والمشيع والكسراء. You learn a lot of name for deficiencies of animals. So and this hadith shows that the first interpretation of المصفرة by Ibn Athir Ibn al-Athir fi al-Nihaya is the best interpretation because al-Athfu yaqtadi al-Mughayra. So in the second narration he says al-Musfara wal-Mustasala Allahumma illa idha nufassil al-Mustasala bi shay akhar ghayr al-ladhi fassarahu fi al-awwal. Qala al-Musfara he says the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said we shouldn't do over here with these ones. The first one is مصفرة وهي التي تستأصل أذنها حتى يبدو صماخها. But it's Musfara, according to this interpretation, the one that lost its ears completely until the time that Simakh al-Udhun Yabdu. And when you put your hand inside the ears, you know, that hole that the ears goes, you know, it cannot go inside, right? Yeah, the finger will go. So that's area, that whole thuqub, the Simakh al-Udhun. You know, so the ears has been removed completely. So now what appears is just the hole. Yeah. That's Musfara according to this interpretation. قال والمستأصلة وهي التي استؤصل قرنها من أصله. The one that the horn were gone. You remove it from the root. خلاص. Not you cut some part of it, you know, it has long, so you cut some part of it, half of it or some part. No, Sa'asala means you remove it from the root completely. It used to have the horn, but now it doesn't have. So we're not talking about the one that doesn't have the horn. وَالْبَخْقَى وَهِيَ الَّتِي تَبَخَّقَ عَيْنُهَا. And is the one that has deficiency in the eyes. So it almost closed غَوَرُهُ, you know, because it's so deficient, the things inside, it almost are gone. Yeah. That's al-bakht, al-haqaw. Wal-mushayya'ah, wa hiya allati la tatba'u al-ghanama, ajifan, aw da'afan. Al-mushayya'ah is the one that cannot follow the rest of the sheep because of the weakness. Weakness it has in the body or on the leg. والكسراء أي الكسيرة, the one that the leg was broken. Yeah. وأما مقطوع الألية, you know الألية, right? مقعد, the place where a person sit. So the back leg, the place where the meat is concentrated in the back leg of an animal, this is the ألية. مقطوعة الإلية أو الألية والذنب and the tail. فإنها تجزي. So this one is okay for a person to do here with it. Did you ever see animal مقطوع الألية أو الإلية? Never. But they saw, right? That's why they have given us the حكم. لما أخرجه أحمد وابن ماجة والبيهقي من حديث أبي سعيد قال اشتريت كبشا لأضحي به فعاد الذئب فأخذ منه أليته. So he says I bought a sheep to use it for my أضحية. Unfortunately it was attacked by a wolf and it get that part of the leg. It ate it. But alhamdulillah, he managed to take it back. فسألت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, سألت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال ضحي به. I asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, no problem, you can use it. This hadith also is weak. Yeah, many hadith you see these type of exceptions, and it's very difficult for them to pass the test of isnad. So this one also is weak. فيه جابر الجعفي, جابر الجعفي قال عنه النسائي متروك. You know, this person Imam Nasa'i says متروك, and whenever somebody is described with this, any hadith he narrated will be useless. So Imam al-Bukhari says اتهم بي الكذب. SubhanAllah, this man is really sensitive when it comes to جرح وتعديل. Imam al-Bukhari, he does, but he's in his own way. Yeah, taraku, he doesn't want to say atruku, he says taraku اتهم. Yeah, they accuse him of being kadhab. He doesn't want to say I accuse him, he is kadhab. He is matruk. Yeah, many of them, they are afraid of being doing the ghiba. You know, because jahwa ta'dil, a person has to be very careful. You know, very careful. Criticizing or accusing people, it carries heavy consequences. That's why Sheikh Al-Fawzan, when he was asked about jahwa ta'dil, what was his reply? He said, "Zahaba ma." Because we don't narrate hadith these days. You get it? We don't narrate this. That jarh wa ta'dil is gone. However, when it comes to who is teaching, who is not teaching people, yeah, this kind of jarh wa ta'dil remains. A person, you know, I want to study, I go to Sheikh Yusuf. Can I study under Adam? If you say he is matruk, Adam will never shake your hand. So can I ask him? Can I study under Adam? You will tell me, yeah, mashallah, very good. And in this part of knowledge is very excellent. You might not find somebody who knows this in this place more than him. Something like that. Or can I study under this person? I advise you not to. Why? Yes, because this person has this, has that, has this, has that. I am afraid if you go and study with him, your aqidah will become like this. Your manas will become like that. So these type of things, when there is a need for them, yes. But to bring a list, you know, a friend of mine said he was in the majlis of one of them, hadahullah. They brought qa'imatul mashaykh, a long, long list. Yeah, he told him, Yusuf, dafallah, matruk. Adam, daif. Hamad, what should I put you? Sakatu Adam. Subhanallah. So, and subhanallah, you see amongst those people, you might see great scholars, great scholars who, and if you approach them, you might say in terms of aqidah-wise and knowledge-wise, they are much better than the one who is speaking. It's just issues between them, you know. Yeah, generalize and tell students, don't go with this and that. You know? And sometimes they are just masail faqhiya. And sometimes they are just, I don't go to your sheikh. Then we hate each other. Yeah, subhanallah. So scholars are very sensitive, and we should also be sensitive. And when we do the jarh wa ta'dil, we shouldn't do the jarh on the khalq or khilqatul insan. I look at a person, I look at the way Allah SWT created him, I talk about that creation. That's haram. Salafus Salih are not like that. You know, they criticize ideas and aqidah and behavior and all of these, they talk about those ones. They leave the khalq in the way Allah SWT kept it. And at the same time also they kept, you know, the virtues that another person has. Yusuf doesn't have good memory to, and just assume, and not assuming, given an example, right? Then go and say, I also do jarh on you. Let's say Yusuf doesn't memorize properly, but a very, very, very righteous and strong student of knowledge. So when I talk about him, Adam is asking me, can I trust Yusuf in what he delivered to me? I tell, no, Yusuf has weakness in memory in terms of hadith. So whatever he tells you is good for you to verify somewhere else. However, his thiqa thabt. And thiqatun thiqa, thabt. Thiqatun thiqa is very, very, very strong a person in his righteousness. You see, I keep the other side and I talk about the one that he has deficiency in. He says, Ibni kathab. Wa innahu. The Imam, he says. Yeah, Abu Dawud, right? He says, my son is kadhab, but he is Imam. So, this type of things, in Ibn Ma'in says, Inna lanat'anu ala aqwamin la'alla al-wahida minhum qad hatta rahlahu fil jannati mundhu mi'atay sana. Allahu Akbar. He says, sometimes we might criticize and accuse a person of having some bad behavior to protect the hadith of Rasulullah. But at the same time, we believe that some of these ones that we're talking about, he already landed in Jannah 200 years ago. Subhanallah. cut justice. He says, we believe at the same time that perhaps these people, they're already in Jannah 200 years ago. But when it comes to preservation of the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, this is something else. We just tell people who could be trusted and why we cannot trust this person. That doesn't affect the relationship of that person with Rabbul Alameen. So, قَالَ وَشَيْخُهُ مُحَمَّدُ بِنْ قُرْطَهُ مَجْهُولُ. He is matruk, his sheikh also majhul. Are you not min al-jahala? Kala al-ithnain. Either one. Because you have jahalatu, ayn, and jahalatu, hal. Which one is worse?
Ayn.
You have majhul al-hal, and you have majhul al-ayn. And majhul al-ayn, meaning aynuhu majhula. We are not even sure whether he does exist or not. Majhul al-hal, we are 100% sure that this man exists, this woman exists, but we don't know their condition. Are they good? Are they bad? Are they trustworthy? No, we don't know. And in both of these, wasp is kafil, and yaj'al al-hadith dhaif. Any one of them, either one, can make a hadith a week. So he says, this one is matruk, wa shaykhuhu majhul. And his sheikh is majhul. And his zulumatu ba'daha fawqa ba'd. Qala inna alnadahu shahidan inda al-bayhaqi. Except that there is a shahid in the al-bayhaqi that could be used to support it. Fi sunan al-kubra. But the narration is weak. Qala wa istadalla bihi ibn Taymiyyah fi al-muntaqa ala anna al-ayba. الحادثة بعد تعيين الأضحية لا يضر. Ibn Taymiyyah and Muntaqa, he says, from this hadith we learned that the aib, the deficiency that happened after you bought the animal with the intention of Udhiya, does not affect the validity of the Udhiya. Okay, you bought a sheep which is Salima, no problem in that sheep. Right? You come back home, you found your kids, they need some, they realize that the mother is cooking without meat. They went and cut some part of the, I'm just giving random, they cut some part of the sheep and they give it to their mother. When you come, you see so that part of the meat is gone. So this is a deficiency that happens. It happens when? After you bought it with the intention of udhiya. So what he's trying to say, if you go to the market and you find the animal like that, you are not allowed to buy it. But if you buy it when it is okay, it doesn't have deficiency, but when you bring it home, accidentally something happens to it. It doesn't affect the over here. You can still do it according to the approach given to us by Sahib al-Muntaqa. Qala wa dhahaba البعض إلى عدم إجزاء مسلوب الآلية والذنب. There are some scholars who said, no. If you have the animal that doesn't have the آلية, the meat on the back leg, والأذن and the أذن, not أذن, الذنب, the tail also is gone, then you cannot use it in the over here. وقال في نهاية المجتهد ورد أنه ورد في هذا الحديث في هذا الباب من الأحاديث الحسان حديثان متعارضان. نهاية المجتهد is بداية right لابن رشد right المالكي الحفيد. He says there are hadith which are حسان. حسان means good hadith. There are two hadith, hadithan muta'aridan. They are contradicting each other. فذكر النسائي عن أبي بردة أنه قال يا رسول الله أكره النقص يكون في القرن والأذن. فقال له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما كرهته فدعه. So this man told the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم يا رسول الله I hate to see a deficiency in the horn or the ear of the animal. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما كرهته فدعه ولا تحرمه على غيرك. He says what you don't like, leave it, but don't make it haram upon others. Subhanallah. You don't want it, stay away from it, but don't make it haram upon others. ثم ذكر حديث علي رضي الله عنه قال أمرنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن نستشرف العين. The one that we just did, right? أن نستشرف العين. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم asked us to check the eyes والأذن and the ear إلى آخر الحديث. قال فمن رجح حديث أبي بردة قال لا قال لا تتقى إلا العيوب الأربعة. I mean, you don't need to stay away from any animal except the one that has those four eyes. وما هو أشبه منها, and whatever looks like that. When you go with the hadith Abu Burda, then you say all those أربعة and anything that looks like it. ومن جمع بين الحديثين, and whoever comes to combine between the two hadith and use both of them, حمل حديث أبي بردة على العيب اليسير. He said the hadith Abu Burda is talking about the aib that is not that much. الذي هو غير بين, the one that is not that much. وحديث علي على البين الكثير. And hadith Ali is talking about the aib that is very clear, deficiency which is clear. Get it? This is fa'ida that Al-Amir al-San'ani wanted to quote at the end of this topic. قال الفائدة أجمع العلماء على جواز التضحية من جميع بهيمة الأنعام وإنما اختلفوا في الأفضل وظاهر أن القدم في التضحية أفضل لفعله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأمره به. They all agree that you can do udhiya from all the بهيمة الأنعام. بهيمة الأنعام, الإبل, camels, cow, غنم and mice, alright, goat and sheep. These are four types of animal, we call them behemoth al-anam. Which one is the best? So they all agree that you can choose anyone in udhiya, but which one is the best? They said al-ghanam.
It's the smallest.
Yeah, they say al-ghanam is the one that is the best in udhiya. And in hadi, in hajj, the best is camels. But in udhiya, he says with tadhiya, afdal lifa'ilihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said because this is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose. Wa amrihi. And he also commanded people to use that. In most of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it says ghanam, 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 ghanam. Wa in kana yahtamil anna dhalika li annaha al-muyassara lahu. He says, although somebody might say, but this is the one that is affordable to everyone. That's why Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم focus on that. قال ثم الإجماع أنه لا يجوز التضحية بغير بهيمة الأنعام. And then the إجماع says, it is not halal for you to make udhiya with the بهيمة الأنعام. I'm sorry, udhiya with other than the بهيمة الأنعام. شكرا. My brain went to that character from Egypt who says if you don't have udhiya, you can just get the chicken. They come in, but those ones that sometimes they just want to slaughter something for the meat, not for the udhiya. That's why he says, تم الإجماع على أنه لا يجوز بغير بهيمة الأنعام إلا ما حكي عن الحسن ابن صالح أنه قال تجزئ التضحية ببقر الوحش. The wild cow, right? He says it's okay for you to use it and عشرة. Just like the way you can use cow for seven, right? He says you can use that one for 10 people. والظبي and واحد. The deer for one person.
Deers are big though.
That is it. That is antelope. Okay. What is the name?
Antelope.
Antelope. So, So you can use it for the small size one, right? Yeah. You can use it for one person. Rather than sheep, you can just get that one. Which one is easier? Of course, sheep, because this one...
Go hunting and catch?
No, even if you catch it, the price, usually these things, the price is very, 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 very big.
While hunting, when we say that the animal has eye, if you use arrow or anything,
no, we can say that he just hit it, tranquilize it. Let's just give some excuses. He uses tranquilizers to take it down and then bring it home when it comes back, and then, alhamdulillah, get it over here. وما روي عن أسماء أنها قالت ضحينا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالخيل. Omar wa Abi Huraira annahu dhaha bid-dik. So he says that is roasted. These are just narration attributed to those ones, yeah, which cannot be confirmed. The one that could be confirmed, they said sometimes they just do it for meat, to slaughter something. For those who don't believe that udhiya is wajib, and they don't want to stay away from anything, so they just get a deep chicken to slaughter. When somebody asked them, did you slaughter? It said them, yes. To avoid lying. Yes, I did. You get it? Yeah. So the best and only opinion that exists is that only Bahimatul Anam will over here. Other than the Bahimatul Anam, a person is not allowed to do the udhiya. You can slaughter it for meat, but not in the sense of over here. Allahu alam. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.
Assalamu alaykum.
Can the Aqbaliyya
of slaughtering
a
sheep, can
use the ayah wafadayna hu bi dhibhin azim? Yeah, can. Istinasan. Yeah, to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose it. And a ransom for the son is mine. We can use it as istinas.
I was asking about the horns. Broken horns, do you consider it as ayib, or the animal with broken horns is fine?
No, inshallah, it's fine. But the one that the horn was gone, it has, but then gone completely. Mm. But the one that some part of it is cut, inshallah, it's okay. Yeah. Because you have these days a lot of sheep that
they also fight.
Yeah, they fight. A lot of sheep that comes. So it means we have to keep those ones separately. Mm. Don't let them fight. They have to live alone, you know, so that we can avoid we can take precaution to avoid the animal from getting that problem.
Sure.
And that will be placing hardship on.
Then there is a narration from a Sahabi, a Sahih narration
strengthen that narration. If there's, especially when the Sahabi says we did in the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he did not say anything, then you can use it to strengthen.
Some people, Sheikh, to identify the animals, they cut part of their ears. But these animals, they are forbidden.
I know. This one, if they cut, they put something for. No, inshallah, it doesn't affect me. Even like has mentioned, is the one that the thuqub is a lot, not just some small ones. You know, you have a lot of thuqub, or the hole that is big, which is very clear. Yeah. Otherwise, the over here these days are not. Yeah, because they do this to mark the animals to identify which one is. I mean, we have a question from the zoo.
Yes, we do. Sister Shafa, assalamu
alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
So, do we confirm that musinna is a condition for udhiya for the four animals?
I know.
And for the goat, did we say first year completed and entering second year?
I know. It has to complete 1 year, the goat must. The one that they have differences of opinion 1 year, or 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, 10 months is their sheep.
So, let's say someone is an armed robber, right? So, he robs someone and he kills him afterwards. Do you cut off his hand, then execute it, or just go straight to the execution?
We can just go to the execution.
Okay.
Some scholars said this, and maybe Allah will arjah. This the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إنما جزاء الذين يحاربون الله ورسوله ويسعون في الأرض فسادا أن يصلبوا أو يقطعوا أو يقتلوا أو تقطع أيديهم وأرجلهم من خلاف أو ينفوا من الأرض. They said it depends on the circumstance.
Okay, so it's up to the qadi.
Some scholars said it's just after the qadi to choose. You know, say so if he kills, he steals. We combine this one and this one. Some scholars say we look at what he did. Yeah. And there is a circumstance where we just take him away. I like this, taking away. Most of the scholars say we send him to jail, to exile, let him go. But then some scholars said no. The literal meaning of the ayah says that he should be chased away from the earth. So we send him from Malaysia to Singapore. We tell the Singaporean government also, kick him out.
Oh.
Kick him out, which one is closer to Singapore? Which one is the ocean? So he cannot be on earth. Wherever he goes, they have to chase him away. Because they say, Allah says, yum for mil al-ard.
Then he goes to America.
Then he has a place right there. That was not the earth, right? Yeah, but for sure Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't mean we should chase him away from the earth. Yeah, that's why we can take him away from the land to another state and jail him there. You know. Because having been in a jail in a place where your family are gives some comfort that, yeah. They can bring you things and they can visit you, but that person knows that now he's been transferred to another country. Yeah. So no support, no help, he's alone. Psychologically, he will be punished as well. That's why the punishment of the person who commits zina and he doesn't marry, a nephew, Aman. We have to chase him away from that city for 1 year. After beating him 100 lashes, he has to go out. Imagine if these laws have been applied, and I'm telling you, all of those people who are in trouble, they will get relief. Yeah.
Bahimat al-anham, camels, cows, sheep, and goats.
Yeah.
Does buffaloes count as cows?
Yeah, this is the issue. These are the wild cows, right?
No, there are in some countries they raise them.
It's the anas, because they are talking about those al-bahimat al-an'am, the normal cow that we know with different, there are different types also, all of the types. But if they are considered as a domestic animal, you get it, then they're included 100%. The one that they have issue with is baqar al-wahshi. And so now you have to go and see which one is baqar al-wahshi. You get it? Yeah. You have those, the one that I see, the buffalo. Isn't it the Jawamis, the one that in there, so big, the one that fights lions?
That's
different. So, what is that?
Buffalo is just like a cow. Big difference, but.
It's a cow.
It's a cow.
It just looks exactly like a cow. And it is domestic.
But it's not a cow?
The color is different and there's like...
No, cows are always like that. Colors are not the same from time to time. Even the nature also, you have Hamad. You have those with horns. You have those without horn. Those without horn usually get so heavy and so big. Yeah, I used to have one, you know. Until the time it reaches it, even walking is not Yeah. You get it? Without horn. But they become so huge. They're also cows. And you have those with the horn, and you have the horn is so big. Different types of cows, you know. It's not only one type. The point is, it is a cow. Then it is okay for you to get it for. Yeah, this is the one that I'm saying. What do you call this one?
Buffalo.
Yeah, this is the one that I'm talking about.
Bakarwashi.
But write Bakarwashi and see.
Balu Bison. Just like in other people in my country, they use it for everything, like riding.
Shorts.
Yeah,
it's okay. Because this one, it looks like cow, and also small. And also small. It looks like a sheep. It has the nature of the sheep.
Yeah.
Wallahu alam. So you just give fatwa. Yeah, Rajul, just get the normal cow in your country and then slaughter.
No problem. So we can do buffalo, we cannot do cow. We can do buffalo, but cannot do cow.
Oh, that's it. Then you go to the, if you're living in that place, then they go to the buffalo then. But this one, they are mustanisa, right?
Yes.
They're just like the normal cow in
yes,
there.
Yes, they're domesticated, they're used for like dairy products, everything.
Normal cow, just yeah, like any other cow. Yeah, like, I don't know why wouldn't be it be sufficient, you know?
They use it for traveling, for planting, farming, for everything, carrying things.
Yeah, yeah, because back there also they use the normal cow also for farming and for cows. Because cow is originally for this. That's why the person who was riding on the cow spoke to him. Yeah, as in the hadith, the cow talked to him, get off on me, and come down. So she said, the cow said, I'm not created for this, I'm created for al-harth was zara. She said, I'm created for al-harth, I'm not created for this. So the people were next to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they started looking at each other. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I believe in this, and Abu Bakr and Umar also, they believe in this. Yeah, because it's a fact. And yes, it happens that this person heard the cow speaking to him. So, as long as it is a cow, because I know that cows are different types, many different types, you know. You don't have only one type. Okay, next, that's it.
We have like 10 questions.
MashaAllah. I think we are next to Maghrib, so just ask until we hear the Adhan then.
Okay. So, for me,
that's 11 questions.
My 10 is.
I'm just kidding.
So, I read that Arba'a Shuyukh, Sheikh Al-Mathani, they legalized Misyar initially, but after a short period of time, all four of them said Misyar is haram. So I want to know...
It depends on what was told. If you can get me that fatwa, I want to get... What was it told to them? They legalize it? Yeah. Because if you take Misyar as a woman telling the man, I just want the marriage. I don't want anything. I know it's your responsibility to pay for my house, to pay for the food. She said, I don't want. You pay the sadaq, you pay the mahar, you pay everything. You remain as my husband, you come to me, but I just don't want, you don't need to pay for the expenses. We live, have husband and wife, we live as husband and wife. We have children, but I live on my own. If you define Bisyar as this, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's nothing wrong with that.
After all
so,
of them said
then you should go and understand what exactly people are doing in Bisyar, that Bisyar become an issue. That might provoke the retraction of that fatwa. You get it? But if you define Misyar as this, I don't think any of those one will make it impermissible. Because a wife has a right to waive the responsibility from the husband. This is her right. And she said, I don't want. I have money I can pay for myself. You get it? I want to buy the monthly expenses for the house. My wife said, no need. This month I have money. I will be the one who will buy for the whole house. This month you shouldn't pay the rent of the house. This month you shouldn't pay for the expenses of the transportation. I will do. If I accept, is it halal?
Yes.
You get it? So as long as he pays the mahar, the wali is there, and this marriage has been done as any other normal marriage. He is marrying her to stay with her, not marrying her for a few days, no. He's marrying her as a wife. But she just told him, I don't want these things, because I have my own money. And he accepted. Yeah. What's wrong with that?
I think the mishyab, the mashayikh,
rejected.
Is, for example, someone comes to a place to study overseas.
All those ones.
So he married for like, okay, he married. And then after he graduates.
Just leave her. That's a zawaj biniyat talaq. Yeah. Student does it. And you have people actually who are going to the Western community. They think beauty is there according to their brain. So they will go and marry and then leave them. Yeah, have children sometimes also and just leave. They just want to marry, and sometimes they just marry and then leave. Ibn Uthaymeen says this is just they're just going for zina, coming back in the name of marriage. Yeah, that one is zawj binita talaq. So this, of course, nobody who's within his consciousness will legalize this. Although there are some scholars in the past who let it pass. They said if the husband is the only one who knows that he's going to divorce her, then it's okay. The wife did not know. The parent of the wife did not know. But he knows that he's not intending to stay with her. Then it's fine. According to some scholars. But this opinion is weak. Whoever said it's weak, because it's cheating. A person is not allowed to cheat a woman. It's not allowed. So he should intend staying. Later on, if he doesn't want to stay, nobody forced him. But at the first time when he is marrying her, the intention has to be intention of marrying her as his wife. Because if she is to know that he is going to divorce her after 1 year,
she will never marry him.
After 10 years also, she will never marry him. She will never, unless if she doesn't have aql. That means her parents should talk on her behalf. But as long as she's within her own consciousness and common sense, she will not accept a person who she knows that this person is intending to divorce her in 5, 10, 20 years later. I have a book actually written on this matter. I think the name of the book, Ighathatul Lahfan fi Hukmi At-Talaqi bi. That's one is Ibn Qayyim. I think I have another one. The one that I have fi Hukm Talaqi, Zawaj Biniyat At-Talaq. Either the same title also, Ighathatul Lahfan, or just Hukm Zawaj Biniyat At-Talaq. It's a small book, but it did a nice job also. When is it Maghrib? Oh, Udhin already. How many questions are?
Like six.
Six questions.
We keep accumulating them.
So this is the previous question.
The previous question.
Okay, then I think they should forgive us. We will answer them later, inshallah.
Do we consider Muthanna as shart?
Yeah?
Do you consider the animal being Muthanna as shart? Or Dhoti?
For all the here? What do you mean by Muthanna? Untha or Untha? لا الذكورية ليست بشرط. المسن بالسين. That one is بالسين. مسن. ليس شرط. لأنه قال لا تزو إلا مسن. والمسن هو الثني من كل بهيمة الأنعام. From the camel, the one who completed five get into six.
Three.
With the cow, two get into three. From the sheep, one get into second year. Ameen. Yeah. Okay, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.